This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know the old adage about how if you owe the bank $100, it's your problem, but if you owe the bank $1 million, it's the bank's problem? While the analogy is not perfect, here is a variation on that. If you're a real estate company and you own a bunch of malls and one of your big tenants gets into deep financial trouble, yeah, it's their problem, but in a way it's yours too, because what do you do with all that square footage? Well, here's an idea. Two big mall owners are going to buy the assets of Forever 21, the bankrupt clothing retailer, for $81 million. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra takes a look at the strategy.
You ever been to a mall that's just barely holding on? Let me tell you, it's unsettling. You see metal grates guarding empty stores, undressed mannequins in the window, dust bunnies on the floor. And it can all start with the closure of one big store. Mark Cohen is director of retail studies at Columbia Business School.
The bane of a landlord's existence is a dark store, a vacant store. It devalues their property. It renders their property less attractive to customers.
And its closure can have a domino effect. It's hard for small retailers that relied on the big store's foot traffic to stay in business. Now consider that Forever 21 stores are often large, with multiple floors. Also, nearly half of the malls owned by Simon Property Group and Brookfield have a Forever 21 in them. Not to mention,
they've already got their hands full with Sears and Penney's and Macy's and a whole host of other retailers who are either going out of business or closing unproductive or lesser productive stores.
So the fact that they want to buy stores to keep them open, it's not entirely surprising. The question is, what's the long-term plan? Sucharita Kadali at Forrester says buying Forever 21 buys these mall landlords some time.
It may give them a chance to rejuvenate the brand or if they need to find alternative tenants.
In the meantime, the lights stay on, the rent gets paid. As for Forever 21,
I think that it's unlikely that they will ever reach their peaks again. I think that everybody must realize that that is a near impossible goal.
Simon Property Group and Brookfield have done this before. In 2016, they bought the bankrupt clothing chain Aeropostale, and since then, it's reopened more than 500 stores. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.